Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. The Browns will start the 2012 season with rookie quarterback Brandon Weeden under center. Weeden's unique path to this big stage is highlighted by a celebrated athletic career that included several tough decisions. This offseason, we travel to Oklahoma to find out more.
Yeah, I grew up in Edmond, Oklahoma. You know, it was a smaller town, smaller suburb of Oklahoma City. I went to Edmond Santa Fe High School. At the time, it was a smaller 6A school, which 6A in Oklahoma is the biggest. I would consider myself a decent athlete. You know, I was a tall, skinny, white guy. In baseball, shortstop pitcher. In football, just kind of emerged late. My senior year, I really kind of blossomed.
The first time I ever met him, he came up to me, and I looked at him, and I go, this is a 6'4" guy quarterback. I'm going, oh, well, I could be good with this guy.
When I was assistant coach here at Oklahoma State, I was out recruiting in the spring and found out about Brandon Weeden, the baseball player quarterback. And so I evaluated him some, and the coaches said that he was a good football player, but they were almost positive that he was going to sign and play professional baseball.
The Yankees took me with their first pick, and so it was an up-and-down roller coaster deal. The lifestyle was tough. I mean, it was definitely challenging. But I think those 5 years were good for me. They helped me kind of grow up as a person, and I found out a lot about myself. So I wouldn't trade them for anything. I don't regret any decision I made, but the 5 years I had in minor league baseball were definitely life lessons learned, and I had to learn them on my own. I remember telling my parents I wanted to go back to school if it didn't work out, and that was before I even signed. And so every offseason I would go help Coach Kochenour and help the quarterbacks.
He'd come out there and, you know, throw the ball, and we got it where we say you cannot throw passes anymore to our defensive guys because they were throwing there and shoot fingers were jamming and everything.
All 5 offseasons I continued to throw the football just to keep my arm in shape, and there's no pain involved. And so, you know, I think it was one of those things that helped me stay in the game.
You know, he'd take a football and throw that thing 70, 75 yards in the air, and we always used to say, man, you ought to think about this again.
You know, after my 4th year, you know, there was thoughts that were like, you know, if this next year doesn't go well, you know, I don't want to be in the minor leagues for 10 or 12 years. I want to go get an education and play football. And that year did not go the way I wanted. And I got released from, at the end of spring training, got home about 2 days later. I went up to Oklahoma State the next day.
He just showed up in our office, and I came downstairs, and he was visiting with Coach Fedora, our quarterback's coach then, and had mentioned he wanted to walk on. And we get some ex-minor league baseball players that want to walk on, and most of the time it doesn't work out.
I didn't come in thinking I was going to be the guy from day one. You know, I had to learn. I had to, you know, continue to grow up. It's different. So I just kind of rode with it. I knew that I would get my chance eventually.
But he continued to stay here, and he would practice, and he was a backup. And at times he would frustrate me because I didn't feel like he was performing as well as he could.
But you could see he had an uncanny ability, and I would guess a lot of that comes from his baseball background, to throw it from different arm angles and be able to move his feet and slide and be able to be really, really accurate.
And then finally I got my chance my redshirt sophomore year against Colorado. I scrambled right, threw a pass to Blackman in the back of the end zone for a touchdown.
Throws it deep toward the end zone, a pass is caught by Justin Blackman! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
It was a turning point for him because up to that point, we didn't see him as our quarterback. But after that, we felt like he could be our guy, so we needed to fit our system around him.
Weeden gets a shotgun snap, fires over the middle, the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Weeden takes a handoff, back to pass, throws deep over the middle, caught by Blackman.
The Cowboys win it! The Cowboys win it!
It is a season for the record books in Stillwater.
The Cleveland Browns select Brandon Weeden.
We went through the process of evaluating him. We came away saying this is a guy we'd like to have on our team.
My goal is to help this team win as many games as possible. I think we've got a lot of really good pieces in place, and I think guys that are hungry to win a lot of games, a lot of veterans that have played for a long time that are hungry to win a game. They're hungry to go to the playoffs. They're hungry to try to get a chance to play the Super Bowl. So, you know, I want to help this team whatever way I can to make them better.
He's a very even-keeled guy. I mean, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's just, you know, from play to play, day to day, week to week, the same guy. And I think that's a real positive for a quarterback. I think he has that.
The other guy's going to look at that, and they're going to see it. And I just know that being a coach for 33 years, how important that quarterback spot is. And when your quarterback's that way, it makes the rest of the team, especially the offensive bunch, go. And I just think the other guys, once they get going, they'll follow him to the very end. I believe that 100%.